French President Emmanuel Macron is in D.C. today for a state visit, the first state visit hosted by President Biden. Now, tonight's dinner selections include butter-poached Maine lobster, beef with shallot marmalade, orange chiffon cake, and there's more. France is the United States' oldest ally. And at the White House today, President Biden said both countries still share essential values.
France and the United States are once again defending the democratic values and universal human rights, which are the heart of both our nations. The wellspring of our strength is a shared commitment to liberty and justice for all. Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
The two leaders have much to discuss and debate. Let's unpack with NPR's White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Franco, welcome.
Hey, Scott.
Now, with these visits, symbolism matters. Why does Macron have the honor of the first state visit to the Biden White House?
Well, as you noted, France is the U.S.'s oldest ally, but the White House says France is also at the center of some of the biggest global issues of the day. That includes the Russian war in Ukraine, China, and the Indo-Pacific, and climate change. And Macron has basically become Biden's go-to person on transatlantic matters. I mean, even though he's really young, Macron has become one of the most experienced leaders in Europe after winning his second term this spring. That's especially since, German Chancellor Angela Merkel retired and Britain's Boris Johnson resigned.
Yeah, well, he's also a leader who has some issues with U.S. laws that he says are protectionist and super aggressive. He's talking about subsidies to American companies that make electric vehicles, subsidies to companies making semiconductors in this country. I mean, he's already been making this public complaint in D.C., hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. I mean, he's really focused on Biden's Made in America provisions. That's in Biden's climate and infrastructure bill, as you noted, as it relates to electric vehicles. The concern is that it could put European car makers at a disadvantage. The experts I speak with tell me there's a conflict with what Biden says about wanting to build alliances globally, but then taking these kind of actions that they say are being done unilaterally. And there's talk now of a potential trade war because of it, since European leaders may counter. I mean, they too face their own domestic pressures. And Macron has even warned that Europe may need some kind of, quote, buy European provisions with its own subsidies. So it could be ugly.
Yeah. Now, the U.S. and Europe compete in a lot of economic spaces, including submarines. Last year, France had planned to sell billions of dollars worth of submarines to Australia. At the end, the deal went to the U.S. and Britain. Macron was so angry, he withdrew his ambassador to Washington for a little bit. Is that another sore spot, whether it comes up or not?
Yeah, it was really quite the fiasco. And the recalling of an ambassador, I mean, that just doesn't happen among allies. That's an adversarial thing. And it was really profound. There was also talks of being stabbed in the back. Now, there are still some lingering reservations, but Scott, really, Russia's invasion of Ukraine really put all that into perspective. It really showed that the first priority is European security and that the transatlantic alliance needed to stay strong. We heard that when they spoke this morning. But, as we just noted before with the electric vehicles, it hasn't erased all the challenges between the two nations.
Mm-hmm. Now, on Ukraine, as far as this transatlantic alliance, President Macron said this morning, we need to become brothers in arms again. What did he mean?
That's about the war in Ukraine, as you noted. I mean, both leaders stress the importance of maintaining a close alliance at such an uncertain time. But this is a war on European soil, where the impacts are being felt even greater in terms of the energy crisis and economic pressures. And there are some questions in Europe, especially now with Republicans taking control of the U.S. House of Representatives, whether the Biden administration is going to be able to continue the same type of support Ukraine has been getting from the United States.
Yeah. And surely this visit, this dinner, is a big contrast. The last time Macron was at the White House, 2018, when Donald Trump was president. Different scene this time, I gather.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I've been talking with a lot of experts in advance of the visit, And they tell me, while this meeting may be less controversial, maybe even less exciting, it's likely to be much more consequential. As we discuss, Macron is one of the few major European leaders that Biden can turn to, ones with experience. And there are so many key issues of importance that Biden needs to someone to talk with. Ukraine, Russia, China, trade, and economic pressures. There are just so many enormous topics on the table. So this is a big deal.
NPR White House correspondent Franca Ordonez, thank you again for speaking to us.
Thanks, Scott.